Dad, I need to move it up.
No, okay, I'll move it up. All right, Mom, tell us the story.
All right, so Lucy, we got her when we were about to get married. And I've got a couple of good stories.
So this would have been 16 years ago.
Wow. So we got married in March of 2009. I graduated college in December of 2007. And so I remember one time being on the river walk of Northport with Dad. And we were athletes, so we ran a lot, right, Dad? And so we were on the river walk and we had Lucy, and I was talking about my grandma, and I said, every time I see a butterfly, I think of my grandma.
I remember this.
And I was like, isn't it so beautiful? I said, there's a butterfly right there.
It just like flapped up.
Yeah. It like came out of nowhere, and then Lucy jumped up. This was when she was little.
It?
And she ate it, and Dad goes, Lucy just ate your grandma.
But you got to remember, when Lucy was a puppy, Gray, you may remember, but Beckham and Reese won't. But.
No, I mean, Gray was...
I don't remember anything.
He wasn't born until 2012, so Lucy was already, like...
Yeah, I don't remember much
yeah,
at all.
Even when she
not
was,
a puppy
like,
anymore.
3 to 5 years old.
Me?
If it... we used to say if it
but
flies,
it dies. But that would have been how
dies.
Old he was when she yeah. was that age. Like, he was born when yeah. she
oh,
was that age.
Oh, because no fly zone.
Yeah, but anything that was flying around our house, she was snapping at it. Like, in the backyard, constantly. When she would
like,
go in our backyard...
Like, how neurotic she was here... She was that neurotic at home, like in Tuscaloosa, about any animal or flying thing at our house. She felt like she protected us. And she felt like that she protected y'all, too. She used to lay under y'all's crib. And same with Allie. But when we first got her, too, we got her because we wanted her to learn from Allie. Because Allie was such a good dog and thought she was a human.
Other than running after deer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Allie would run after deer?
Oh, at Rivermont?
No, dude. Not Rivermont, at the reserve.
The reserve. So, we had an apartment, and we had Allie. We had gotten her from the farm. She had the mane. She had
she
all kinds of issues.
She was my family dog.
She was really sick. So, we sent her to the vet. She's 3-4 years old at the time.
Allie?
Wasn't she?
No. I got her...
So, how old was she when we got her?
Older than that. Because I bought her when I was at Auburn.
Jeez, okay. So we would open the door and she'd go out, do her business, you know, she'd pee, she'd poop, whatever it may be. She would get a scent of a...
Did you remember she had already had puppies when we got her?
Yeah, I remember that.
She was
what?
Older.
She did?
Because remember she...
Not puppies.
No one story.
When I say we got her, she had... When I bought her when I was at Auburn, she was a baby, but she was my family dog, so she belonged to my dad. And then he moved on a farm, and she got real kind of sick. She got cat fleas. She got some diseases.
What's the mange?
The mange is like a virus of the skin.
That makes
so their
hair
fall out, and then their skin looks all mangy.
She was super skinny.
It's like, imagine, like...
Almost like eczema for a dog, and then it makes their, like, a rash, that, and then it makes their hair
fall. They're really inflamed. I don't think you've ever seen a hot spot on a dog, or you ever...
I haven't.
So it's like a red spot. Imagine scratching your skin constantly until it almost wants to bleed, but it doesn't bleed. And so it's really irritated.
And if you
red,
had hair on it.
And then you've got hair there. And then your body tries to heal itself. So it sends all... It's a mess. It's a mess. So we got Allie and then nursed her back to health. And we decided, before we got married, that we were going to get a puppy to help Allie...
To feel younger.
Feel younger. And
then for the puppy to learn from her. Because she was such a good dog.
She was such a great dog.
Can I
tell... Was that Lucy?
And it was
Lucy. And we got Lucy.
Can I tell you one story? So there was a digger And then you guys picked out the digger.
And it was Lucy.
Oh, it was Lucy.
It was Lucy.
Yeah.
Well,
so we were both nurses, and we got in Dad's truck. I think you were on call.
I was on call, yeah.
I was off, and we drove to Mississippi to pick out a puppy. And we took Allie with us so we could decide which one with Allie.
So we wanted her to help us.
Yeah, which was delusional,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
So we picked the one, and then we put them in the back seat together.
Yeah, potential
of the truck.
Hold on. So they showed up in a truck with a cage wrapped in plastic because it was freezing
cold.
And so they pull up. We're in a Cracker Barrel
parking lot.
And the cage was wrapped in plastic. They opened it up, and then they were like,
Pick whichever one you want. And I honestly don't even remember getting out of the car. Did I get out of the car?
Yeah, we were standing next to the...
I don't even remember seeing the puppies.
So we went through, and you loved
Lucy's freckles.
I think
I was holding Allie.
You loved Lucy's freckles. So you picked
her.
And
she said, like, there's a digger, but she didn't tell us which one.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was about to say.
Right?
And we picked the digger.
And I, like, was holding her, maybe.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, there's only one in the litter that's been digging up all my flowers like that. And then you had Lucy in your hands, turned, put her in the truck, and then I gave
them
the money.
Like, to see how Allie...
And then you remember I shorted them money. No, I don't remember. Yeah, but so I had a 20... It was either $100... I think it was $100. I think I shorted them $100 because I counted it. No, I didn't count it. I gave it to him and told him to count it. And he counted it and was like, yeah, we're good. Like that. And then when we got home, I pulled out $100 out of my pocket. I had 5 20s that were in my pocket. I felt really bad about that. But anyway.
I don't even remember
so
that.
In the truck, so we put Lucy in the back
seat.
Wait,
how much did you give him?
It was like $600.
I think she was like
bucks or something.
$400 or something, right?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But so we put her in the truck. And then we pull out
because
a Cracker
Barrel. Because she was it her or Allie that was, they were both AKC, but, or however it said.
Yeah.
But one of them, like, and we were like, well, we're never going to be, like, trying to breed them for a lot of money. So it was Lucy.
Yeah.
Because Allie, we did breed for.
Yeah.
Breeded Allie?
Yeah, Allie
she
had
babies.
One
litter.
Yep.
One litter, and then we realized how much work that was.
I've never seen Allie, so I don't
dog,
know
so
any of
the
again. Stuff that you guys are talking about.
Well, the boys weren't alive then either.
Yeah, it was just me and Mom.
And then the whole life
so
of Allie.
So we were driving back from Mississippi, and we heard growling.
We
in
were
the back.
On the interstate. It was quiet. And then all of a sudden you heard.
And I didn't sit in the back because we were like, let's give them a chance to, and not have like any kind of like.
Was that
Allie Lucy? Any kind of jealousy, like mom's holding Allie or mom's holding
right,
Lucy.
Right, we were just
like,
gonna put the dolls in the back.
Was Allie and Lucy
and guess
fighting?
Guess who was growling?
Lucy.
Lucy was growling at Allie.
You would think, but the whole I was like Allie. I was like Allie, stop, Allie, stop, like that.
Because she was such like our baby that we were like, she's gonna be so jealous. And she was sad. For 6 months, she kind of treated us like, she was kind of like.
She wouldn't look at us.
Because Lucy used to bug the heck out of her. She would,
Lucy
like a
would
puppy
like,
does with a older
so
dog.
So Allie would lay there on the ground just to like relax, you know, just lay down or lay on the couch or whatever they do.
Then Lucy will
and
come
Lucy would boop, 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 pounce over there and jump on her.
And jump
would,
on her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know how
pounce
a puppy
out
is. Like, I mean, she was little.
It
was
so
like,
cute. It was
she
so
was
cute.
Like this big, right? Lucy was when we got her. Wasn't she about this big?
She was. But Lucy was a much bigger dog than Allie. Allie.
Really?
Was, yeah.
Because Lucy was.
Thought
Lucy
Allie
was
Lucy.
A very
Lucy
big
was
dog.
An American. Not fat. Lucy was an American Brittany. And Allie was
English.
An English Brittany.
Yeah.
So
Allie was a lot shorter.
English Brittanys
smaller.
Are a little bit smaller than American Brittanys.
I thought they were the exact same. Mom and Dad,
well,
was this what she looks like?
But
she was
so
black.
It's like
white,
how us like
she was
we,
black.
No, she was white and liver.
What's liver?
She
was the
exact
color.
Same color as Lucy. They look like they could be sisters. They're just... Yeah. And they were both purebred Brittany's. Which, and Brittany's are from Europe and from England, but... So,
anyways, the story.
But so when we lived at the apartment too, Allie, we lived in, on the bottom floor, and there was a ravine right behind us, right by the river, and there would be deer back there. And so Allie listened so well to everything. I mean, you didn't even have to put on a leash; she would stay right by you. And but when there were deer out there, she would do this weird, almost like Indian chant.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really strange.
She would chase them.
And she, and like, we wouldn't know where she went.
She would do like this, like this weird, and chase them. And then one time when we moved into our new house, Lucy and Allie, before we got a thing to go up on the top of our door.
Oh, yeah.
That literally, so they couldn't open it.
We had the
latch like that where you could open it. And, it would open from the inside, even though it was locked on the outside, with that latch. Well, Lucy and Allie knew how to open it, and we had gone somewhere, and we came back.
No, we went to the movies. Me and you went to the movies.
We came back, and they were sitting in the front yard with the doors wide open.
The doors of the house were wide open, and they didn't, like, they were just sitting in the front yard.
They had opened it and gone out.
Like, they could have run away.
So they learned how to open the door.
They learned how to open
the door. Then after we got a latch
locks.
That goes up over the top that only we could pull up and down at the very top of the door, which at that house, the ceilings were 8 feet or whatever they were. So it was shorter doors, not like here.
Yeah, but our ceilings weren't this big.
But we didn't have the deadbolt in that door to the front.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Remember when she bit the fireman? Who was that?
Did she bite him, or she was real upset about it? That's the only time the only times I ever saw Allie be aggressive was the raccoon.
Groundhog,
and then the fireman. And that was just out of protection for me because I had just had you.
Yeah, when you were a baby. I had gone back to work, and Mom was staying home with you. And one day, Mom calls me freaking out. She's like, there's a... You were saying it was a raccoon. Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, she was like, there's a raccoon in the backyard, and Allie's trying to kill it. She's going crazy. And I was like, don't get close to it. It's probably got rabies. You know, you got gray. Just stay away.
I could tell because she was... Wait, or was it Beckham?
No, it was Gray.
I could tell because she was had this different sound to her bark. Well, it was like when y'all were a couple. You were like a week old or something.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like if it was Beckham, I'd probably know and remember.
No.
There's a whole lot of you being young with Beckham that you don't remember because you were so young.
I guess, but I feel like that's such a big thing that happened. I probably remember.
But she had this weird bark that was like, I could tell something was wrong. And her and Lucy ended up killing it, I think.
Yeah, they tried to bring it in through the doggy door. Remember?
Mm-hmm. And that's where I got all
frantic. And I was on the
frantic.
Phone with you, and you were freaking out. She's trying to bring it in. And I was like, just put something in front of the door.
Just and probably then, bring it in to show
it.
You.
Lucy's the one who killed it.
They both had it cornered.
Right, but Lucy's the one who grabbed it, shook it, broke its neck. Because that's what you were... Yeah, and then I had to come home. Here, let me have this microphone since you're not doing any talking. So I came home and shoveled it up and threw it in the trash can. Remember that?
Kinda. And then another thing, this doesn't have to do with Allie or Lucy, but we had a possum that came and was trying to get in the garden in the side area.
That was hissing.
And I've never seen, y'all, you don't want to see a possum. It's so gross. But I said, is it dead? It died.
It was playing dead.
I know. I heard the term playing possum, but until you see it for yourself, It doesn't make the sense of that. Like, it was...
They literally played it.
It was, like, on the
fence.
You remember? It was on the top of the fence, and it acted like it died on top of our fence.
That's like, kind of scary.
It was scary, because they're gross and ugly, and...
They hiss, and...
But something looking like it died on the top of the fence is just weird.
I know. That's where it threw me off. Like, my mind, it was not registering, right?
Yeah, kind of. When it's, like, a big thing, you can't really process.
Gosh, do you remember when she tore her pad off, Lucy tore her pad off her leg? So, do you know what the pad is on the bottom of a dog? So, they have their paw, right?
Yeah.
So, if you look at the bottom, it's black. It looks like rubber. It looks like the bottom of kind of a shoe. But it's part of their body, right? Well, they're like bubbles. So it was a winter. Rarely in Tuscaloosa did we ever have
a picture because you had to wrap it up.
Oh yeah, it was. So
we never had ice.
Never had ice
here.
And I had just built the deck. Remember that?
And
you built a deck.
I can show you that. We've got pictures of.
So we built you helped. We had a huge. There was a deck when we moved in, and then we cut it up because it was rotted. And there was a concrete pad underneath. Well, we decided to rebuild the deck. And I had just finished it. It was so much work. It was so much work.
No, but what about
work.
Greg? He helped you.
He did help me. So
I probably didn't do much.
We rebuilt the deck, and then it iced over.
I'm going to find some photos for y'all.
And... completely deck was covered with ice. Well, Lucy goes sprinting across the deck. Imagine her, those claws, like on ice. It's just like she can't go anywhere. She slips and falls, and her pad gets hung on something and rips a pad completely off. It's hanging by like just a little piece of skin.
Or was it bleeding?
Oh, profusely. Blood was everywhere. Mm. I mean, she was dripping blood. When she came in the house, it was pouring out of her paw. Like, I may have been concerned she was going to bleed out. But Mom and I didn't have a lot of money at the time because of the house we bought and our jobs and everything else. So I was like, well, let's just see if we can fix this ourselves and then take her to the vet if we have to. So I wrapped her entire paw up.
The house.
And the pad that had been ripped off, I put it back on her body and wrapped it up after cleaning the wound
well,
and everything.
It was still hanging on, right?
By like a piece of skin. What's...
How... Do you know where she got it hanged?
No, like, I don't. She just came
in
bleeding.
She also brought out my engagement ring.
That's right, she did. She grabbed your engagement ring one time.
I had put my wedding band and my engagement ring on the coffee table at the house in Alabama, and only the wedding band was there when I went to go put them back on, and I was like, my engagement ring, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, and so I ran out, I was looking everywhere, and I ran out. And it was like the Lord. I had prayed about it because I was like, this is the worst possible scenario that could happen. And it was like the Lord shined the light in the middle of our 1 acre house.
Backyard, yeah. And there was like
this engagement ring in the backyard.
That I could have run over with a lawnmower and chewed up.
Oh, that is so
cool.
I don't know how.
But Mom's engagement ring.
She brought it back.
So,
I mean, how she got it back there and why she did that.
But Mom's engagement ring is very special because it was.
That's her with you and our friend.
Mom, the diamond in Mom's engagement ring was sailed over on a ship before you could fly, before planes were ever invented. Mom's engagement ring was sailed over on a ship and cut. In England. So when you cut a diamond, so when you cut a diamond, you cut. They're called facets. So there's all these different angles on a diamond, right? And so the angles is what makes a diamond sparkle. It's what makes diamonds, intriguing to look at on women's fingers. And
in the bathroom.
mom's diamond that she has in her engagement ring was cut in England on one of the first.
There's Lucy. This was, you were about to be born. I'll show you once you're born.
One of the first machines to ever cut diamonds. So it was, we had a gemologist look at it, and he traced it back to be one of the oldest diamonds that he had seen. And so it was sailed over on a ship, and it had been through whatever, like, diamond stores that it was put into. But my granddad bought it at some point for my grandmother, your great-great-grandmother.
Wait, so you give, and then you give it to her?
Yes. So when my grandmother, her name was Mimi, is what I called her.
Y'all working on the back.
Let me see.
When, after Mimi passed away, that was one of the things that she left me, was her main diamond in her engagement ring. And that's what Mom has in her engagement ring. And so it's been passed down. And
is it going to pass down to me?
I don't know.
That's,
we'll see.
Gray holding Scouts or Ivy.
Ah! What did you do? Gray.
So anyways, when Lucy grabbed this engagement ring and it was gone, we were, you know, rightfully so, a little...
Yeah, concerned.
Concerned.
I was frantically trying to... Look, Dad's always liked a foot massage or a...
Yep.
Back rub.
Who was that?
Gray.
That's Gray. Yeah.
That was Gray. This is right before Beckham makes his debut.
So what, Beckham?
Look,
what's,
there you were wearing an
what's your
outfit
earliest memory of Lucy? Game. What do you remember of Lucy?
There were so many things.
Just
no, like your earliest memory. Meaning,
and just your favorite memories.
Yeah,
too.
Like, do you remember anything from Tuscaloosa with Lucy or Allie? You don't remember Allie, probably.
I feel like I remember somebody Lucy. Riding on Lucy. I feel like I remember that. Or
I
was
think
it Allie?
Was Gray.
You took some pictures laying on Allie. Yeah. Yeah.
You were real little, and Allie was really old and sick.
Well, I mean, I was pregnant with her, which, yeah, so he was, like, less than two when we had to put Allie down.
Me?
Beckham.
That was when we moved to Tennessee.
But I will say, talking to the vet yesterday, she was just so, she was like, this dog has lived the most loved life. And you can tell, and she said, have you had her entire life? And I said, yeah, it's been at least 16 years. I said, my wife and I have been married 15. And I said, I know we got her before we got married. And I said, we've already passed our 15-year anniversary. I said, so it's got to be 16. And she said, well.
They were thick as thieves.
She said, this breed typically has a 12-year lifespan. She said, you don't hardly ever see a Brittany Spaniel live past 12. She said, they really, because they're such active dogs, that they use up their gas tank by 12 years old. And
she
Lucy was 16 years old.
So she was lazy?
No, she lived four
no,
years.
No, she lived 4 years longer.
No, but they said
and Lucy was not lazy at all. I mean, she, and in Tuscaloosa, she ran like crazy. Yeah.
Can I tell you my favorite?
Yep.
So that she did when I'm here. Can I?
No. Tell me.
It was
and
when I always put my blanket down.
Wanna...
She always is like, she always sits on it.
Would go to lay down on it?
Oh. Yeah, don't lay on that.
Let's see. Were you done with what you... Let's see, this was when she was a... I don't know how old she was. This was 2015. So this was still before you were born. That's Rob and Uncle Chase. We need to text Chase about it.
I haven't seen Rob in forever.
I know.
I remember when we go to his house.
He has two kids.
And he had like a lake.
Yeah, we used to go to his wife's house.
Yeah, that was remember so that? Much with fun. All the, I remember with Grove one time.
Do you remember all the mounts?
Somebody
like the wall with all the rocks. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, not the rock. I'm talking about the mounts.
He's pink on
like
it.
With all the Why? Deer and the squirrel and the gray wolf that he had mounted.
I just passed
the grizzly
those.
Bear. Do you remember the stag?
Well, I remember the grizzly
bear. What's a stag?
It's a deer. It's a big, it's a red stag. It's a big deer.
I remember that time.
Hmm. That was pretty cool.
There's Lucy.
Didn't he have it all in one, like, one room?
Mimi. That's Mimi, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's so, I want to go there.
That was our old house.
I love it. That little playhouse looks so fun.
And then the playhouse.
I'm sad I missed out
there's
on
Mimi
it.
Up there.
I'm sad out. I missed out on it.
Maybe yeah, the playhouse was so much fun. I used to have, like, frogs.
Look, there's Allie thinking she's a human riding in the passenger seat.
I remember that picture.
Is that in the Tahoe we had?
Uh-huh, and there's Lucy in the back.
Do you remember that when Gray shoved all the nickels in the DVD player?
And then when he...
Oh, my God. It destroyed it.
Y'all, this is the Riverwalk I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. You sat in the car. God, I look so young.
Can I see?
You sat in the car, Gray, one day, and this was back
anytime.
When.
And that's the what's so funny is like, it just surprises me.
It was back when you use cash for a lot of stuff. You know, you'd go through a drive-thru, and like, believe it or not, McDonald's didn't accept debit cards till like, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. So you had, if you were at McDonald's, you had to pay cash. Like that's how they accepted. So, anyways, long story short, we always had cash and coins in the cars because we paid with cash and coins. And it was second nature for me and Mom to dump change in the cup holders in the cars. That was like a common thing that you would see is change in cup holders. Because when you're in a drive-thru or you're somewhere you need to pay cash, you could get cash out of your wallet and then you could look in your cup holder to get the cents that you needed, whether it was 25, 30, 35 cents, 32 cents, whatever it may be. You look in your cup holder and you grab out, you know, 3 dimes and 2 pennies in order to pay. And we had a Tahoe at the time. I think it was a 1999 or 1999. Maybe it was... No, it wasn't that. It was like a 2001, yeah. And you sat on the console and grabbed nickels. And so our cars now, our Honda and our Jeep does not have DVD players or CD players. Because you know what a CD is, right?
I remember CDs.
Yeah, you have CDs for your PS5. So, our Tahoe had a DVD player where you would put a CD in to play music or a DVD to play a video. And it was like one of the first years the DVD ever came out. You literally sat on that console and put every nickel. I don't know why it was nickels, but I know because that's all you put in there because I fished as many as I could out. Into our DVD and CD player and it never worked again. We traded that Tahoe in with steel nickels in the DVD and CD player.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then do you remember the back passenger door used to
what
fill up with water?
What I remember is that when he got lipstick all over himself and all over that car.
Oh, yeah.
You got into my lipstick and you covered yourself in
it.
Oh, no. And you covered
Why
the
would
car.
I do that?
Well, you were a kid.
It was a lapse in judgment.
So you used to sit behind the driver's seat in your chair, and the door your door used to fill up with water when it rained. And so anytime it rained the next day when we were driving, all you heard was sloshing in the car where it would go shh, 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 shh. And I'd have to park the car on a hill backwards in order for the door to drain the water out. It was a mess. When in hindsight, I guess I look back on it, I could have drilled a hole in the car. What, all right, Reese, what you got?
Daddy and Grandma.
I don't, no whining right now, okay? You're fine.
Let's see, okay. Here we go. Here's my shower for Beckham.
So I was crazy back then, huh?
Not really crazy. You just did kid stuff.
Well, yeah,
here's
but like,
Beckham's
since
entrance
I was
into
the oldest,
world.
That's probably why.
You can ask Mom. If Mom wants to text Cece, she can.
What? Like, since I was the oldest, I was crazy. Since you guys have never known. It was like before that. I have a baby. So then, Reese and Beckham,
this
I feel like
right
never did any crazy things.
Brought you home.
A lot.
Beckham did pretty crazy stuff.
I know, Beckham was
Beckham
crazy.
Look at his pinky. He chopped the end of his pinky off.
Okay, that was just
this
him.
This is the first picture of Beckham and Lucy.
Whoa.
Hmm? Dad, why does your skin look so pink?
Let me see. Can I
think
see?
It's the way. Well, it was Christmas, but. Well, there's Beckham.
I want to see how pale Daddy is.
Okay, right here.
Jeez!
What?
That was
I think that was just a photo.
I don't know.
It was the flash.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's see.
I don't really want to have a sleepover anymore.
I haven't texted.
All we want is the thing in a TC box.
Don't eat Play-Doh. Don't eat the Play-Doh. What are you eating?
Look how cute you were.
All right, y'all ready? Wrap up the night.
Do we need to turn these off?
So that was the end of Lucy's story.
That was the end of Lucy's story.
After, and then she just was lazy.
I'm going to take it off you.
No,
right?
I still have some,
well, the
I was
going to
find some more photos of once Beckham's born.
It's funny, I tried to give Lucy's food away to the Furies. They don't want it.
Well, nobody wants to.
Because he said it'll
change
upset.
Their...
Yeah, it'll upset his stomach. Ellie doesn't want it.
Who's
I
Ellie?
I would take it back.
I guess
I'll take
I
it back.
Who's
they
Ellie?
Look like some hogs on it in these pictures.
Who, Lucy and Ellie?
Could,
they get
well,
like
when I
shaped?
Used to shave them, they used to look like pink pigs.
Here they are. Eating.
My noodle?
Uh-huh. Look at Allie trying to get it. And Lucy's like, what? Huh? Let everybody see.
Lucy's trying to get it now.
Lucy looks so young.
Do you have a picture when they used to look like
I was
a
monster back then?
Yeah.
What's that laugh?
That's Gray's laugh.
I was a monster back then. I'd do the
Let's
craziest
see.
Things.
Let me find when they look like. She wanted to see when they look like pigs. Right here. There he is again doing the same thing with noodles.
They look like me.
Spider-Man
would I do that like every
she
I don't remember.
Look at me. I'm
so
in a Spider-Man.
Before you,
like
had,
a
before you had Beckham.
And Allie, look at that. You left like a
oh, I made her a lion mane. Yeah. Look at it. Show Beckham. Get close so Beckham can see. I shaved her to be like
see,
a lion.
See,
oh, no, that's horrible.
I thought she had like a blanket on her or something.
No, it's...
Look, that was when you were turning 1 month old. That was the next picture.
Let me see. Can I see?
What are you saying?
Gray used to tease the heck out of the dogs all the time.
Can I see one of the things that you
did? I was a monster.
But you didn't have anybody to play with, so like you were playing with the dogs. So because you didn't have Beckham around. Beckham wasn't born. So
here he was and his little papoose.
Can I see? I want to see the papoose.
So cute.
You do not look like you. You his
when Beckham was at it, like everywhere you went, Allie would walk next to you, and you'd like basically y'all just lean on each other, just walking around the house. It's pretty cool.
I miss Lucy.
Well, she's in a better place.
Look, here Gray is trying to make you smile.
Let me see. Look.
He never smiled.
Using his fingers. Yes, he did. He smiled a lot.
I know. I'm just joking.
This is what Beckham looks.
There they are, snuggling, and there's Lucy right behind them.
You're never letting me see.
I'm showing you next.
Showing me last.
We're doing this, but we're not. You can't see, so we're just talking.
There she is in the front yard when y'all were. That was the dreaded.
Oh my god!
Roto-Rooter thing.
We had the worst pipes. This is another conversation. What do you stop? Stop! 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 Stop!
Yeah, there it is.
We had the worst pipes ever. Our house used to flood all the time. Oh my gosh! I remember that.
You moved into this bedroom once Beckham was born.
We called it the Spider-Man bedroom.
Look at you,
because when we bought the house, it had Spider-Man all over. God, that's so strange. And remember that? It had Spider-Man all over the wall, and it was like
you started having some allergic reaction to your shots.
Yeah. But yeah. So we had some pretty intense plumbing backups in the home we had, and Dad had to be a amateur plumber for a while, so I got some commercial equipment and found out one time that somebody had been flushing baby wipes.
Was that going to the pipeline?
Down the, when he was on the tractor.
That definitely wasn't me.
Somebody had been flushing baby wipes down the toilet.
It was
you.
I know.
You had flushed hundreds of baby wipes down the toilet, and it clogged our house up. And it caused all of Mom's poop
to
back up into the,
not my poop.
The guest bathroom. And it backed up into the guest bathroom and flooded the bathroom and the room. And we didn't know it. And it was all pee and poop. Ugh. Oh.
This was a face swap between
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see.
I was a monster face. I remember when Dad and I'd always ask him to do face swaps, remember?
Yeah, the one
we've
face
got a face swap of you and Reagan too.
Yeah.
Who's Reagan?
This little girl right here, our friend's daughter.
But I'll never forget the moment that I unclogged the pipes. You were standing next to me. And I was outside with the machine, and it was turning. And I was like, oh my gosh, I see liquid. And I'm looking down, and I've got poo water all over me. I got gloves on. It's just a mess. Middle of summer, I'm sweating.
That's you.
And then all of a sudden, I release the clog, and all I see is baby wipes flooding down. And I remember looking at them and watching them flood down the pipe.
Did you look at me right after?
I looked right up at you, and I was like, you've been flushing baby wipes. And you just turned around and walked inside.
This is the face swap between
It was really
Reagan.
Funny.
Between Dad and Reagan.
Oh, wow.
There's hair in it.
Why did
what?
Reagan look?
You need to send that to DC.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, look at y'all looking at each other. Gray was probably thinking, I'm about to put some lipstick on you, all over you.
You're my next victim.
And some nickels in your mouth.
And some baby wipes.
All right, it's time for us to get cleaned up and get ready for bed.
All right, Lucy!
The story of
All right, everybody say
Lucy.
Bye.
Bye!
There's CC